Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many couples live together but have separate rooms? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. When we say separate rooms, we mean you guys still sleep together,
yes,
but you have your own space, you have your own bathrooms, and it gives you a chance to live in peace with one another, but still have, you know, room to do your own thing. Sounds like a dream.
So we've talked about in the past on this show about like couples who don't sleep together, and that's not exactly what we're talking about today, but I've been seeing a lot on TikTok about these couples who maybe they have an apartment together, maybe they own a house together, and the girl will have her room and it's totally her and her style and girly, and there's a makeup vanity and there's sparkle and pink and like the whole thing is pristine.
Okay.
And then the guy has his room, whatever that looks like. I don't know if there's video games or trash everywhere, whatever the case may be.
There's an Xbox. I don't know why there's got to be trash everywhere.
Right, right. The sheets haven't been changed since 09. and they live peacefully and blissfully together, and they sleep in each other's rooms.
So each room has a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's not like a man cave situation. It's not like a she shed. It's like, this is my room, and this is my space, and let's have a sleepover. It's like having a sleepover every night.
I wonder how you decide who sleeps in what room.
So I was thinking about this too.
By the way, who's done this? I need to hear from you. Are you currently doing this? Because I was a little shocked during Christmas when I was at my aunt and uncle's house, and they brought me into their space to see their new bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in there, and there's two beds side by side. And I was like, it looked like I Love Lucy. And I didn't say anything because I so badly wanted to make a comment.
Same room, though?
Same room. And they just had beds next to each other.
See, that's weird. Like, okay, this whole thing is like the sleeping separately, whether it's because you don't like each other, have a bad back, your partner snores, whatever the case may be. That is one thing. This is a completely separate thing because I think this is more boils down to individuality and having your own space and not meshing everything together. Like, it's hard enough, like, as I'm learning and growing and living with my girlfriend, like, sharing a closet, like, isn't fun. We make it work. It's fine. But I went from having three walk-in closets at my old apartment to having one like long rectangular closet, and I'm like, with sliding doors. I'm like, ugh.
I don't know who this person is, but they said, we've been together over 20 years and have slept in separate rooms for almost the whole time, and for us it works so great. You guys are sleeping in separate rooms, though.
Yeah, well, let's get away from that, because that's not really the vibe of this conversation, because we've talked about that and we go round and round about that, and it's just kind of like, meh, you know what I mean? How does everything work out with that? This is, you're sleeping in the same room, but you don't have the same room. So I don't know if you're switching, alternating on and off. Hey, I'm going to sleep in your room tonight. You're going to sleep in my room tonight, whatever the case may be. For me, I'm at such a crossroads if I were to do this with my partner, which I honestly love the idea. I would love to have my own room. Like, it would be great.
Maybe when her brother moves out.
Maybe. Or maybe when we buy a house. I think the whole thing is, I would want to obviously sleep in my own bed because I'm very particular about that. But I would want to sleep in their room because
just on the weekends.
I want my room to be pristine.
Right, right. That's
I don't want it to ever get fluffed up or messed up or
when because you're kind of like I am. I'm a little OCD. If you're in a relationship and you just get done cleaning your place, wouldn't you much rather go to theirs so your place doesn't get all messed
Correct.
Up?
Correct. That's exactly my thought process.
Yeah, that's
on
where
it.
I'm at.
And I think this is very popular in Gen Z. This is a Gen Z thing. And
where does that leave me?
I know. I don't know. I mean, I feel
therapy.
Like, I feel like for you, I feel like for you, you would have separate apartments just next door, to be honest.
That does sound nice too. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you guys got separate rooms, but you're sleeping in the same bed, and you just got to figure out whose room are we going to tonight. I don't know. Not that it matters, because you know the woman is always going to say, we'll go in my room. It's probably cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You're more comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
Krista says, this is only going to create problems for couples that live together. The more you separate from one another, the more distant you become, and then the relationship is over. If you don't want to spend a majority of your time with your boyfriend or girlfriend, then don't get into a relationship, period.
Okay, but I feel like it would actually bring you closer because there's a little bit of mystery in your relationship.
I would imagine this would definitely save a couple of relationships.
Right.
Because you're both on the same, you both have the same terms here, right? Hey,
right.
We're still live together, but we have our own separate space. There, I can only imagine that sounds very comfortable to me. You get your own bathroom.
And
your own room to go and kind of, I don't know, close the door.
If something were to happen or like they're snoring or, you know, you're fighting or whatever the case may be, you have a place to fall back on instead of hitting the couch and your back snapping in half and your spine whittling away to nothing.
For some people, this absolutely works. For others, they're not down with it. Oh, let's look at Darren's message. Sounds like that Krista girl who messaged in is clingy and has to be attached to her boyfriend's hip 24/7. Makes sense to why she's a bit triggered by people living this type of lifestyle. Shots fired.
This person says, we have our own bedrooms with our own dressers and beds that we sleep in every night. Then we have our own room for each other.
Oh my God.
Okay. That's not them living in a mansion. mine has extra clothes, crafts, stuff like that. His has his guitars and music stuff. It's a lot easier to get ready in the morning.
Yeah. So it's kind of like your brother and sister, but you're intimate.
Mm-hmm. This person says, one of the matchmakers, right. One of the matchmakers of Married at First Sight has been married to her husband for so long and they own their own houses.
Oh, can you imagine separate homes?
That's insane.
I don't know
but
if
that
I...
That kind of actually reminds me of, have you ever watched Sister Wives, how they own that cul-de-sac?
Yeah, of course, I've watched it.
It's like,
I think that's a little extreme, having your own home. I mean, the separate bedroom part. Yeah, I get it.
So my favorite comedian, Hannah Berner, who I love and you know, she lives in Brooklyn. And her husband owns an apartment and she owns the apartment across the way. And then they just like...
That sounds nice too.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's got to work for you, you know, and it just depends on the person that you're with. Are they open to this idea of, yeah, we live together, but we have our own kind of like, you have a man cave, I have a she shed.
Yeah.
And then we'll make it work at the end of the day. Because ultimately, yeah, I enjoy my own space, but it would be nice to have your person there. That's what ultimately you want.
Right, right.
You know, especially if you guys are going to share a bed.
Yeah. This person says, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you have to be smothered. You have to smother them.
Right.
Space is healthy. Relationship doesn't mean 24/7 joint at the hip. I absolutely love this idea. You know what, guys? You know what's coming back for 2025? Murphy beds. Let's bring back Murphy beds. They don't have to be out 24/7. You can pull them out when you need. You can put them up when you don't. and you can have a whole room full of space and things and crafts and just hit it.
I helped my buddy build a Murphy bed in his studio apartment in Hollywood, and then we painted Eddie Murphy's face on the bottom of the bed. You see? It was very clever.
That's great.
It looked nothing like him.
No. We're living in a very fearful time, and some more than others, and I feel for the people that are just having their entire life ripped away from them. Since last Thursday, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, has arrested 4,500 people nationwide, including an unspecified number in the Rochester area as well. The operation has caused a panic among some community members, and they're diving in deeper. Where is this happening? Who's it happening to? And there's an attorney right here in Rochester by the name of Anthony Goodice, and he has been getting calls up the wazoo from people who are honestly scared, panicked, in the Rochester, Henrietta, and Geneva area, because they're going after people who aren't even committing crimes. They're just undocumented and ripping them away from everything they've known for the past however many years, created a whole life here. And it's a really scary time that we're living in. And people don't really realize that it's happening right here in Rochester. Of course, it's happening all over the country ever since the new presidency. But it's really a fearful time for these people who don't know what their next move is. Seeking help, obviously, from him and so many other people. He says that people who are safe from deportation includes individuals with authorized documentation to stay in the country, such as green card holders, asylum applicants, current workers of visa holders, and people on parole. So
this guy's going to be busy for quite some time.
Yeah, it's honestly heartbreaking to know that this is happening, and so quickly too, without any forewarning, and it's terrible. So just keeping you aware of what's going on in our community, not just in our community, but nationwide. And people are like, oh, I didn't know that was happening here in Rochester. Well, it is. So be a little thoughtful and tactical as you're proceeding these next couple of weeks here, because people are really going through it.
Yeah, they are. coming up on the show, this is heavy. We're going to talk to Adriana, who says she is extremely upset after finding out the school allowed her 7-year-old daughter to get a ride back to school from a male teacher she has never even met. Neither has her daughter. It's an all-new Parental Confidential. We're going to get to her phone call coming up next on PXY.
Five.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
$1,000.
Unbelievable.
Dollars. Imagine what you could do with that.
Maybe.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I would imagine that any parent who hears Adriana's story would automatically go into panic mode if this was their child. Now, the question remains, what is the school going to do about it? Let's get Adriana on the phone with us for Parental Confidential this morning. Good morning, Adriana. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are we?
We're good.
This is a
wild story you sent us in your message.
Yeah. So one of the reasons I wanted to reach out is because I feel like the school that my 7-year-old daughter goes to just so slipped up, and I just need to know if I'm overreacting.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So maybe I'm just overprotective. I don't know. But the school just allowed some random adult male teacher, I don't know them, to drive my daughter back to school when she missed the bus.
Okay. So break that down when you say drove her back to school.
So she goes to an after school program, right? And it's near the school.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got caught up with the other kids. Okay. She just never made the bus. All right. So after school, she said she missed the bus, went back to school in a teacher's car, is what she said to me. So I asked which teacher. She said, Mr. So-and-so. And I was like, was anybody else in the car with you? And she says, no, just her and this male teacher.
And nobody got a hold of you to ask for permission or tell you what was up, or even that your daughter missed the bus going back to school?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the teacher, okay? Her right. dad doesn't know the teacher. Mm-hmm. She didn't know who he was. It was a random teacher that just volunteered to drive her back to school. So I emailed the school and asked why they thought that was appropriate mm-hmm. and yeah. Why we weren't asked if it was going to be okay. And of course, my partner doesn't think it's that big of a deal. So maybe I'm the one overreacting. Am I overreacting? I just think no. it's so inappropriate.
I can see why, even though I'm not a parent, I can see why this would raise a lot of alarms.
Right.
Right?
You know, of course. Yeah. Who is this guy that had your daughter in his car with him? What did the school have to say about it?
They haven't emailed me back yet, actually.
Are they looking into it?
They haven't emailed me back.
Okay, I would call the superintendent then.
Yeah.
And get them on board and start asking some hard-hitting questions.
You think? Wow. That much?
I know.
Yeah. I would assume that's the next step, right? Yeah. You got to go to the top. Who is this guy? I mean, was that your biggest concern? Was that it just happened?
Supposedly, he's a teacher at the school. Okay.
All right.
You know, so obviously, with the school system, he's been through whatever hoops they've had to jump through to even get him, you know, hired and on the books.
Right.
But just the fact that nobody called us, nobody told us what was going on.
Well, so what did your daughter, like, say about it? Was she wildly uncomfortable, or...?
Not really, and I think that's why my husband's saying it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter that this particular one didn't cause a problem. It's the fact that the school thought that this was okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's
without getting our consent.
I don't know if there's any teachers listening right now, but don't you have to ask for permission if you were to just randomly take a child home or back to school in your own personal vehicle?
Right.
Adriana, we got a message from a Lori that's texting in and asking the question right now, if this was a female teacher, would you be just as upset?
Yes.
I think it's just the whole idea of the car, like getting in a vehicle with somebody that you didn't know your daughter was in a vehicle with.
Yes. And that's a ridiculous question because it's the fact that my daughter got in a car with a stranger.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Predator is a predator is a predator, and I don't know. I just don't know. I just wanted somebody to get our pre-approval before sending my daughter in a car with a stranger.
So you want to...
Can you, by the way, and I'm happy to bleep it out right now real quick, what's the school district?
It's...
Well, this is interesting. I hope you get some answers from... the school in the district, but yeah.
Doesn't sound like she's going to.
They haven't
said anything.
They still haven't emailed you back yet on this, which is crazy to me. We got a lot of messages coming in right now, but you're not overreacting. And I think a lot of people would be just as upset as you are if this happened to their kid. But thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Adriana.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And thank you for making me feel like I'm not totally crazy for just wanting...
No, I don't know.
Be kept in the loop about my daughter's safety and whereabouts.
Yeah, I don't know any parent that would be super casual about just some random stranger putting them in their car that you don't know.
Right.
And taking them wherever, especially today.
Talk to my partner because he seems to think it was okay because she was okay.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to some calls and messages here. Adriana, thanks and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.
I've
never heard of this happening before. Has anyone listening? Has this happened before? What do you do in this situation? What needs to happen next? Nancy is texting in and says, what if there had been an accident? This teacher isn't covered like a school bus would have been. Are they a safe driver?
Right.
Bus driver would have been vetted for traffic records. Teacher wouldn't have been. How would you have been notified if there was an accident?
Correct.
This is a huge mess up by the school. Another person, I work at Greece School District, and no, to answer your question, Moose, we are not allowed to have children in our car unless there is another adult and there is pre-approved parental permission in writing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
That would definitely make sense. For sure. I just feel like it's so not okay on so many levels, right? Because, I don't know, I just feel like when it comes to having someone in your car, first of all, having someone in your car, being responsible, you could be a responsible driver, but that doesn't mean everyone on the road is.
No, I mean, accidents happen all the time.
And right.
A lot of the times it may not be your fault. Matt says, good morning, guys. I just want a good answer for why they decided to change the agreed upon plan without touching base with this mom. You should not have found this out from your child after the fact.
Right.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I work at a school. Best course of action for Adriana to take is to speak with the superintendent, like you mentioned, along with the teacher to make sure this never happens again. You have every right to be pissed off. And then I'll go over to, who's this texting in? Mia. If you guys are just joining us, we just got off the phone with Adriana, who's really upset that her 7-year-old daughter got a ride. She missed an after-school program, the bus, and some random male teacher drove her back to school who she doesn't know, daughter doesn't know, her husband doesn't know. Who was this guy? Apparently he works at the school. But how upset would you be if your daughter just got in the car with a random stranger or son, whoever? You have every reason for, you know, the alarms to go off. Mia says, I don't think this woman is overreacting, but I think she is placing the emphasis on the wrong thing. It's not the fact that she was in a car with a male teacher. It's that she was in a car without your consent, period. That's the issue.
No, that's what she was saying.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
It was the vehicle. It was the vehicle. I mean, like, being in a vehicle is a, I know we take it for granted, but it's a very serious thing. You're literally driving a machine that could harm you or others. So
yeah, a couple other messages saying you got to talk to the superintendent and see what they do about this. Super interesting. Thank you, Adriana, for coming on with us this morning for Parental Confidential. We'll keep you guys updated with what actually happens, if anything at all. I can't imagine they wouldn't reach out to her immediately, but that hasn't been the case. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. 98 PXY.